Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Baylen Leonard backstage for Absolute Radio Country at the Royal Albert Hall for Highways with Molly Tuttle. Hey.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
How was soundcheck when you went out there? Were you like, this is a lot of gilding and royal boxes?
Yeah, it was very royal, very fancy. Yeah. I've been looking forward to this show. I mean, this is like one of the most iconic venues in the world, obviously. So it's just kind of a bucket list to get to play here. And going out during soundcheck, it's like you almost forget that you are supposed to be doing something because you just want to stand there marveling at
it. Look at
it all.
Yeah. Take it all in. Mm-hmm. It's great to have bluegrass on that stage.
Yeah. You know, I like the acoustics in the room. It's cool.
Yeah. Because they do loads of things here, like Cirque du Soleil and, you know, the ballet and the, obviously classical music and iconic rock concerts. They even had tennis here once.
What?
I came to tennis in
the
middle. They did wrestling here.
Whoa, what? That's hard to imagine.
I don't think I've ever had like proper bluegrass because that's your thing, right?
Yeah, I'll have to look up and see like what other bluegrass bands have played here. I don't know.
Maybe you're the only one.
Wow, that would be cool.
I love bluegrass. I'm such a fan of it.
Thanks.
And I've been to Bill Monroe's birthplace in Kentucky.
I've never actually been there.
It's such a lovely like old home. It's
I'll have to go sometime.
And I went to a great bluegrass festival actually around there.
One? Like
it was in Beaver Creek. I can't remember what it's called, but right by his home place. And it was like real deal.
Old
school, like proper.
Wow. Okay.
Bluegrass.
Yeah.
And I'm originally from Tennessee, so I take for granted that everybody knows what bluegrass is. And when I play it on the radio, I'm always like, here's some bluegrass. And then occasionally my producer or somebody would be like, you might want to explain what bluegrass is, just in case. So let's have you do it because let's pretend like, you know, some people may have never heard of bluegrass before.
May not know.
And
okay.
We welcome you in.
Yeah.
But how would, like, the simplest way of describing bluegrass to somebody who doesn't know?
The simplest way, well, in a way it's, I'll have to think about it. Because to me, bluegrass is...
It's hard, right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Because I would say it's Bill Monroe's band was the Bluegrass Boys.
And people are like, well, who in the world is Bill
Monroe?
Well,
that makes it even more confusing. You got a banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and bass. It's like kind of a country music, but more acoustic and really fast. And everyone's playing solos really fast.
And picking and grinning.
And picking and grinning, yeah.
Yeah, picking on the banjo and grinning while you do it. But it underpins a lot of other music as well. And it seems like it's become quite popular amongst loads of artists. I mean, it always has been, but recently there are younger artists that are picking it up and doing new things with it and kind of putting it in what they do, even if it isn't bluegrass. Mm-hmm. And it also always feels like it's got a little bit of a punk element
it kinda
to
does.
It, doesn't it?
And when I was a kid, I was really into bluegrass and I was really into punk rock. And to me, they were like so similar. And I would play punk rock songs on the acoustic guitar. And you have that like really intense, like high energy. And everyone's playing really fast a lot of the time. I keep saying that bluegrass is so fast. We do have slow songs too. It's not all one tempo.
Yeah, heartbreaking slow songs as well.
There's the bluegrass waltzes and the heartbreak songs.
So what are you going to do on stage tonight? A little bit of all that?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I got we got a couple covers picked out just for the occasion of playing in London. We're going to be covering some Rolling Stones.
Okay.
And I got a trio with mandolin and bass. And so, it's a little more of a stripped-down show than I usually do, but it's going to be kind of a fun, like, one-of-a-kind set.
I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. I've seen you perform loads, both here and in Nashville a lot when I'm over for Americana Fest.
Oh,
I saw you in a parking lot once.
You did?
Yeah, it was like that Sunday thing that they would do. I don't know if they still do it.
I remember that, actually. That was Americana Fest.
Yeah.
And it was in East Nashville?
In East Nashville, And it was like the thing that they did after Americana Fest was done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they call it Sunday Morning Coming Down. I can be making that up.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
No, that was what it's called.
Right. So it's basically a car park a stage.
I remember that.
Everybody's barely holding on after a week of Americana Fest. But it it was lovely, and obviously at the Americanas themselves and stuff like that. So it'd be really great to see you in this environment as well.
Yeah, this is so different from a parking lot.
It is.
It's like the opposite.
But you know what? You'll make it feel as intimate as a parking
lot. I'll try my best to make you feel like you're in a parking lot in East Nashville.
We were loving Prodigal Daughter, the song with Hayley Witters. We played that a lot. Can you tell us how that came about?
I've known Hayley for years. I met her when she was kind of just starting to blow up. She had a song, I think it's called 10-year town.
It's like I'm
11 years into a 10-year town, and that song had just came out when I met her.
And that was the one that kind of did it for her.
Yeah, and I love that song. Her songwriting is so clever. I've gotten to write with her a couple times. I didn't write Prodigal Daughter with her, but she called me in to play some clawhammer guitar, which is a style of guitar playing I do it's kind of like you're playing a banjo style of playing on a guitar.
Was it Maybelle Carter that made that popular? Was that how she played? What was hers?
She did something called a Carter Scratch.
That's
it's similar.
Right. Yes, yes, okay.
But you see people playing clawhammer on the banjo a lot, and your hand is sort of like this claw. It almost looks like you're playing slap bass, but it's very rhythmic. And not a lot of people play that style on the guitar, but I like doing it because you're banging your hand against the guitar, and he almost sounds like a drum at times. So she called me and asked if I'd play some of that on her new song, and I sang some harmonies, and it was such an honor to get to make music with her.
And so you didn't know her until 10 Year Town?
I don't think so.
It's crazy because everybody knew her after that song, but didn't know her before that song. It's amazing how one song can kind of
do that,
isn't it?
Yeah, and we were both doing a show at the Basement East with our friend Charlie Warsham. And that's when I met her.
Oh, Charlie. He's so nice.
Yeah, he's so nice. And 10 Year Town had just came out, so I checked out her music when I got home, and I was like, whoa, this is so cool.
We should talk about your Grammy Award. You can't be tired of talking about a Grammy Award. That's super exciting.
Thank you.
This was City of Gold in 2023, Best Bluegrass Album.
Mm-hmm.
When you do something, it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's so many categories.
There are,
the Grammys.
Yeah.
There's just so many. Mm-hmm. And artists always say, oh, we never think about awards and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that if you're a pop artist, you're probably thinking about an award. You know, it depends on kind of, but as a bluegrass artist, there's a real reason and heritage that you're doing that. And probably something like a Grammy does seem quite far off in that way.
It does, yeah.
Particularly for certain genres of music. Is that
fair?
Totally.
Yeah, I think like the fact that there is a Grammy for bluegrass albums is really cool.
Mm.
And so at the same time, it's such a small world. You're like up against all your friends.
Yeah, of course.
So it was such an honor to get to go out to the Grammys. And I kind of love they do all the genre-specific categories all day, starting from like noon. They're announcing award after award. And that, I think, is almost cooler because you get to see all these people who have flown in from all over the country. They're like working musicians. They're not the big pop stars, but it means so much to everyone to get to come out to the Grammys. And they let me actually introduce some of the awards the year that we won for City of Gold. And I was introducing these categories I'm really unfamiliar with, like orchestral performance and all these classical
difficult
categories.
Names.
So I was really focused on that. I was like, I need to pronounce all the names right. And so I kind of didn't even think about that I was then up for an award.
Oh, that's probably good. It kept your mind off of it.
It was good. It kept my mind off of it. But when I got up to the podium to accept my award, I was like, wait, I didn't plan for this. I don't know what to say. I was overcome by amazement. I was just I was like speechless.
That's so great, though. If you'd just been sat there like waiting for hours thinking about your award, it's good to have something else to focus on.
It definitely took my mind off of the nerves of maybe having to accept the award.
Well, I'm going to let you go because you've got a show to do.
We do, yeah.
And I've got to introduce you.
Oh, nice. You're introducing us.
I am. I'm going to. Anything you want me to say? Anything you don't want me to say? More importantly?
Don't say my social security number and all my personal information.
Scratch that off. I've got time to fill, so can I go with the phone number instead?
Maybe
change
a couple of the digits.
I'm putting your phone number out there. It's fine. We're doing it. Have a great show.
Thank
it's so
you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
thanks for
great
chatting
to meet
with
you
us.
Too. Thanks for having me.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.